It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend's show, we are joined on the telephone by Cole Prisabilla, who is Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. Cole, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, BJ, thanks for having me this morning. I appreciate always getting the time to be on Motherlode Views.
So first off, COVID-19 related matters. I know there's a new grant program to help local businesses with the purchase of personal protective equipment. So what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so starting July 30th, all businesses, so all business types that are located in unincorporated Tuolumne County can request up to $2,000 of reimbursement for any personal protective equipment purchases made after March 1st. So it's kind of a reimbursement. So you already probably bought it back all the way from March. You maybe upgraded with hand sanitizer, you bought masks, you bought plexiglass. There's a myriad of different ways about upgrading your business that was based on state guidance that this grant will reimburse those purchases up to $2,000. There's a form that's on the TC Disaster Assistance website. Got a nice big banner on top that'll take you to the actual subpage with the form. But in general, you need a business name, an address, an email address, kind of the amount per purchase. And the big thing is we need receipts because this is a federally funded grant program at the county level.
And did you say, is this just for purchases made in the past? Or if you're hearing this and you need to go out and buy a whole bunch of hand sanitizer or whatever it is it for future purchases potentially as well?
Yeah, so exactly. So this program is actually, looks like we're going to have available all the way until December 15th of 2020. However, it is a first-come, first-served basis. So if you have purchases that were prior to our August date and you need to reimburse from something purchased in March, do it. But I've also had conversations specifically even this week where someone called and said, well, now that this program is available, maybe I'm a notary, I should stock up on pins because we can only use pins once. And I said, absolutely, purchase those pins, send us in some reimbursement receipts, and we'll get going.
You know, when you say PPE equipment, what is the type of thing that it could cover?
Right. So there's a lot of things that this could cover. And the obvious ones are obviously masks that you had to buy for yourself, your employees, or even for visitors to your business, hand sanitizer. But some we can get into some things as much as some of the air filtration systems that someone had to buy. Or, for example, at the stores where they put up plexiglass to have a separation. There's a lot of ways that we can make this work. But I think the goal and what I just want to remind everyone or those business owners that are listening is that the PPE reimbursement grant really is about any protective equipment or steps that cost money that was based on the state industry guidance. So if the state industry guidance for your business said that you needed to start making spaces and mark them out with duct tape and you purchased duct tape to make those X's on the ground, that would work. The state told you to put up plexiglass between your employees and the customer, that works. So really it's about what changes did you make to your business, and then now how can we reimburse you to help you pay for those changes.
And it's a max up to $2,000 per business, is that correct?
Correct. At this time, it's a max of up to $2,000. And really that's based on our allocation from the Federal CARES Act program. So for example, in Stanislaus County, they have a grant that they get to allow businesses to apply for up to $50,000, but it's based on employee or on population, on businesses. And so there's a lot of other factors. And so that's why we have the ability to do $2,000 per businesses at this time.
Also, I want to ask you a little bit about, staying on the topic of COVID-19, the Paycheck Protection Program loans. I know Tuolumne County businesses were successful in receiving that money. Can you explain how that worked?
Yeah, so the Paycheck Protection Program was the federal dollars that were sent out for businesses to pay for keeping employees on payroll and some business expenses. And it was utilized through the local banks. And so we definitely need to thank a lot of our local banks, because if you go through data that was released back in June from the Small Business Administration, what you see is our local banks really came through, and they were making a vast majority of the loans, at least locally. In total numbers, we had about, from the moment the Paycheck Protection Program became available, which is about early April, to June 29th, we had about 634 loans. With those businesses that received $150,000 or less, we know exactly how much they got. And so that was about $21,800,000. And then for businesses that received more than $150,000, that was more of a range. So we know that they potentially got as little as $10.5 million, but on the high side is all the way up to about $25 million. So essentially, we could imagine that there's either $32 million to about $48 million that came into Tuolumne County. It's about 4,452 jobs retained, and about 40% of those loans went to small business owners in Tuolumne County. The last thing I'd want to note is really what we looked at, too, is just how did messaging get out to businesses? How did businesses react to federal resources being available, and then comparing it to California and our regional neighbors. And what we saw is that there's two allocations of funding for PPP, and that first allocation went fast. And essentially, we opened up for funding April 3rd. By April 16th, all of the Paycheck Protection Program money was allocated for. And across California, about 50% of businesses were in that first allocation. Our neighbors saw about 18%, but what we saw in Tuolumne County for that first allocation was 60% of businesses. And when you get to a first-come, first-served program, that really means a lot. That means we were able to get at least a majority of our businesses with that federal fund in case there wasn't a second round. So that is encouraging, and some of the numbers are scary with the jobs retained, but I feel good about how we were able to deliver for businesses and how they reacted and got in their applications on time. And again, the local banks being so available and quick to help.
You know, for people not familiar with the Paycheck Protection Program, how did it work and why was it so significant for the local businesses?
Well, it was one of two federal programs that was available for financial resources. And so the other one was called the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And all those applications went to the SBA themselves. And the SBA isn't really necessarily a disaster lending organization on such a large scale. So those economic injury disaster loan dollars took a significantly longer time to get to businesses. Whereas when you applied for a Paycheck Protection Program loan through a local bank, it sounded like the process was at the quickest by the time they got kind of into the process, 2 days, whereas it was probably about a week. But when you compare that to months, it was huge. And it was so important to retaining those 4,452 jobs and really making sure that businesses had the capital while they're not operating or having customers in the store to keep employees on.
It seemed like, looking at the numbers, Tuolumne County was more successful than the other surrounding counties in getting a lot of that bulk of that money. Was your office pretty aggressive in getting the message out to the local businesses about it?
Well, I truly hope so. I think there's a point where we really were able to deliver a lot of messaging, and it took a little bit because we don't have those business license. And this is what I presented to the Board of Supervisors, is that without business license data, I had no way to connect with any business owner via email, phone, unless I Googled them. And then we kind of went through the process of looking through the health department, fictitious business license. And from there, yes, we were able to essentially see a correlation between messaging, webinars, and direct phone and text messages to getting a bump in applications to these programs. So I believe there is a correlation, but it's not just me. It was the local banks. It was the businesses actually following through with all of the appropriate applications. And there's a lot more than just me, but I hope that I think I was an important part of the process.
Need to take a quick break. Talking with Cole Prisabella, who is the Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute.